Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to our church family, to our visitors. Amen. La-di-da-di, everybody under the sound of our voice on this morning, we greet you in Jesus' name. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. Amen. Hallelujah. He sits high. Amen. He looks low. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are here today in Jesus' name. This is a day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless God. Amen. Bless God, bless God, bless God. Amen. We just want to thank God this morning for the pressing. Thank God for the blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some mornings we wake up, amen, just want to lay back down, amen, hallelujah. Every now and then, amen, hallelujah. But you can't do it, amen, but you can't do it, amen, hallelujah. The day would have been one of those. The day would have been one of those, amen, but we can't do it, amen, because God is calling us to the table, amen, for the breakfast for champions. So we bless the Lord. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. And if you think you have stumbled across our fellowship service on today, we want you to know that there are no mistakes in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord is good. Amen. All the time. Amen. So please, amen, enjoy our services. Amen. Sometimes we do things a little bit differently on Wednesdays. Amen. Glory be to God. So sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Amen. We're teaching on spiritual warfare. Glory be to God and how the Holy Spirit helps us to fight that good fight and helps us to win and come out on top. Amen. And so we want to bless the Lord. Amen. Today is our Praise Wednesday. Amen. Glory be to God. So, hey, we just want to thank God. Amen. For every opportunity. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We normally have a reader on Wednesdays. Amen. Our reader for this morning. Amen. It's not available. Amen. So we just want to, amen, share with you a thought. Amen. On today, beloved. Amen. If you have a short praise or a short testimony, you can hit number one on your keypad, and that'll put you in queue. Amen. And so we bless Jesus. Amen. But I was thinking, amen, beloved, amen, hallelujah, as the song we opened up with, Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and that word, the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And so the song that we opened up with this morning, amen, glory be to God, He knows my name. He knows my name. Amen. And I was thinking, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God knows our name. And so, beloved, amen, on this, our Praise Wednesday, amen, we can always, amen, we should be able always to, amen, find a word of praise, amen, unto the Lord, amen, a word of, hallelujah, gratitude, amen, hallelujah, being grateful, amen, glory be to God. And sometimes, beloved, you talk to some of God's people and they feel less than. Sometimes they don't feel adequate. Glory be to God. Amen. They don't feel deserving. Amen. They don't feel loved. Amen. By others. They don't even love themselves. Amen. Glory be to God. And don't feel loved by God. Amen. And so because of these different emotional feelings, amen, and we'll find out when we get around to that particular teaching. We have so many teachings to share. We just share one teaching at a time. Amen. Glory be to God as the Holy Spirit releases us. Amen. That the devil speaks to our emotions. Amen. That's what he talks to. Amen. The Lord speaks to our spirit. My God. And the devil speaks to our emotions. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, but we want you to know this morning, amen, hallelujah, that there should always be a word of praise. Amen. There should always be something to be grateful for. There should always be something. Amen. And to just for a couple minutes this morning, amen, especially since we don't have a reader, amen, I just want to, amen, to share this thought with you, beloved, amen, in this way, amen. Hallelujah. If we have a testimony or not, we can say we had service. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I would love to come. Glory be to God. And I said, well, you know what? I always have to come prepared. Amen. Because I said, well, Lord, if nobody want to testify, amen. Glory be to God. I'm not going down like that. Amen. Glory be to God. We ain't going down like that. Hallelujah. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, sometimes we're feeling less than. Amen. And you talk to some of God's people. Amen. And they, you know what I mean? They have that grasshopper mentality. They see themselves as grasshoppers. Amen. But God didn't make you a grasshopper. Amen. Glory be to God. And we see ourselves as small. Amen. But God don't see you as small. Glory be to God. We look at our situations and we say, is not enough. Amen. But when we have Christ, beloved, we have more than enough. Amen. And so, amen. I just want to just share this with you quickly this morning, beloved. Amen. Just four, amen, life-changing principles. Amen. When you're, you know, beginning to feel less than, amen, and feeling inadequate, amen, and feeling like you don't care, feeling like you're not important. Glory be to God. Hey, glory be to God. Beloved, amen. I want you to know this morning, amen, that your obsession to be perfect will keep you trapped in loneliness. Your obsession, glory be to God. You don't want to be trapped into loneliness, beloved. You don't want to be comparing yourself to other people, glory be to God, and what this person is doing and what this person has accomplished, glory be to God. And so you don't want to be there, amen. Satisfying relationships can only be built on honesty and total acceptance. Total acceptance. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse number 31, this is what God said, amen, about you, beloved. Amen. God said this, and it reads, and God saw all that he made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, and that was the sixth day. He said it was very good. It was very good. Amen. Beloved, that includes you. Amen. Hallelujah. When God made you, he said that was very good. Amen. And because sometimes we just want to be perfect in every area of our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. And, you know, be the favorite, you know, and, you know, No. Beloved, amen. You know, trying to have the perfect weight, the perfect shape. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We just want to be perfect. And if we don't, if we feel like we come short of that, amen, we want to shrink. But I'm encouraging you, beloved, amen, to come on up out of the corner today. Come on out of the darkness. Come on out of the cave. Come on out. Amen. And I want you to know, amen, that God said it was good. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we should always, amen, have something to rejoice about. Not only, beloved, amen, will, amen, your obsession to be perfect keep you trapped in loneliness. Also, beloved, your obsession to be perfect will force you to see your shortcomings as something to hide instead of opportunities for growth. Amen. And that is not the will of God. Amen. No. We all have shortcomings. Amen. Some of us are shorter than others. Some of us are longer than others. We are all in the process of development. Amen. Glory be to God. We are all in training for reigning. Beloved, we are work in progress. Amen. None of us have arrived yet. Amen. We are on our way. Amen. And so, beloved, amen. So that's still no reason to hold back your praise. There's no reason to hold back your worship. There's no reason. Amen. Look, beloved, amen. Even in spite of your shortcomings, he said, confess your faults one to another. Confess your faults one to another. That's what he said. And then he also said, confess our faults to the Lord. So if we're in a constant state of fessing, if you live in a fessing stage, amen, confessing, amen, your faults to your brothers, to your sisters, amen, to one another, confessing your faults to the Lord, beloved, amen, then they become opportunities for growth. Amen. So that's even more the reason why, amen, there should always be a praise in our mouth. Amen. There should always be, amen, something to tell the Lord thank you for. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God, amen, for my shortcomings. Amen. When I look back at the shortcomings, I see the Lord. Because then I really don't even realize how much the Lord has helped me. So I look back and the seeker, sometimes you can't even see your shortcomings while you're short. Amen. Glory be to God. But when you allow the Lord to continue to help us to grow and to mature, then you can look back and see where God has brought you from. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, I'm saying this morning, there's always a reason to give God some praise. Amen. Also, amen, your obsession to be perfect will keep you glory be to God, fixated on what you're going to be someday, and instead of enjoying the what you are right now, you know. So hallelujah, you know, don't wait, amen, until you get it to praise God. Don't wait till you overcome to praise God. Amen. Don't wait till you get the victory to praise God. Beloved, we have to praise God in the process. We have to praise God right now where we are on the other side. Don't wait till you get to the other side of the track to praise God. Praise God while you're on the side of the track that you're on. Well, don't wait till you move to the penthouse to praise God. Praise God right there in the public housing. Come on now. Well, don't wait till you get the car to praise God. Praise God right now without the car. While you're walking on public transportation, catching Uber. You know how you get around. Thank God you got feet. You can walk. Glory be to God. Give God some praise right now. Come on now. There's always a reason to give God some praise. Faith acts like a thing is so, even when it's not so, better to be so, because God says so. Oh, glory be to God. It's always a reason to praise God. Don't wait till the children get out the house to praise God. And praise Him that you got some children in the house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait till you get married. Amen. To praise God. Praise Him while you're single. Come on now. Hallelujah. Don't wait until after the situation. Amen. Glory be to God. It's resolved to praise God. Come on. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That you can work through this situation with differences with family members and friends. Beloved, what am I saying? I am saying this morning is always a reason to praise God. Beloved, always a reason. And last but not least, beloved, your obsession to be perfect will rob you of the chance to make your life count. For by focusing constantly on yourself, you'll have nothing left to give to others. Glory be to God. When you're always focusing on me, my pain, my shortcomings, my money, my goals, me, that was Satan's issue, amen, and this is why he was kicked out of heaven, beloved, amen, glory be to God, and then now you can't even give God no praise, amen, glory be to God, because you're focusing on your voice. You're focusing on me this and me that and then what your praise going to sound like. No, brother. The Bible says we overcome, amen, by the word of our testimony. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, the bottom line is this, amen, on this our Praise Wednesday, amen, hallelujah, that God didn't need to create you. I want you to know that. When God created you, He didn't need to do it, but He chose to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And on the day that you were born, God smiled and He said, very good. Very good, very good, very good. Amen. Glory be to God. And beloved, when you fully grasp that, you'll begin to overcome the problem of feeling less than. And when you overcome that problem of feeling less than, hey, you won't have no hesitation. Amen. When it's time to give God a praise, when it's time to give God a shout out, when it's time to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. And so we bless Him, we magnify Him, amen, and we praise His holy and His righteous name. Amen and amen. So on that note, beloved, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. We have about maybe 20 minutes or so. Amen. If you have a short word of praise, amen, that's a short testimony, amen, that'll give everybody time that want to say something, amen. If you got something you want to say for the Lord, amen, hallelujah, your testimony counts, your praise God counts, your shout out counts, amen, glory be to God. Just hit, amen, the number one on your telephone, amen, that'll put you in queue, amen, and we'll know, amen, that you're there, amen, hallelujah. On this hour of Praise Wednesday, let everything, let everybody that have breath praise the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And the floor is open. Amen. And good morning.
Good morning. Could you hear me, Reverend Bradford?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to my Heavenly Father, my Lord, my Savior, my all in all, and to you and all of my family on the phone, friends, and everything. I just couldn't imagine to go anywhere without praising them, waking up praising them, going to bed praising them, going to the bathroom praising them. Just thinking about the old and thinking about the new and thinking about all how he made the heavens and the earth and all the fullness thereof, and with my husband, my children, and just so grateful. I am so grateful, grateful, grateful. And he let us just live, like you said. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I've just come this morning, just Lord, just to thank you for life, love, happiness, joys, trials, tribulations, and everything else that you have brought over my life, in my life, and around my life, because you are a good God. And the word from Genesis, yes, very good. I always keep that word in my mouth. Everything he has made is very good. Everything he has made was made by him, and nothing was made without them that is made and going to be made to come. So, Lord, we thank you, God, together, God, with this wonderful prayer line that boosts our spirit. Sometimes we do need an uplift, because this morning I know my oldest brother, the day is his birthday, Lord, and I was a little sad this morning when I woke up, but just hearing your beautiful Reverend Bradford, God, Dr. Reverend Bradford, just hearing her voice and just knowing that sometimes we do need encouragement. We do need a lift. And I know, God, that you bless me in my heart, not boasting, but boasting on you. How I love to encourage other people no matter what I go through and what I don't go through. But I know my favorite song spiritually is I had a little talk with Jesus and he made it all right. So, Lord, I thank you this morning, God, as you continue to bless the world and all that dwells therein, and all the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved family, the prison, the people bounded, and all the pandemic, and whatever, God, that stands in your word, God, I give you glory because you are glory, and I just love you so much, God, and I always ask you, God, to put in me a clean heart and renew a new spirit within, Lord, and I just love you, God, and I love this wonderful woman of God, always with her anointings that you have given her and her family, her daughter, her mom, and her sisters. As I hear things on the phone and all the other prayer warriors that come on, and how they just lift up the wonderful name of God. And Jesus, you are just a wonderful Lord. And how could we not praise you? How could we not go and do anything without praising you and acknowledging you in all things, you say? All things, not some, but you said all things. So I am grateful this morning for everything. I don't care what it is. You are awesome, and I love you, and I thank you, and I ask you for strength for other people as well as myself and my husband and all that you have made and all the fullness thereof. In Jesus' wonderful name, to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. And to God be all of the glory. Yes, amen. Thank you so, to all the glory. Amen. All the honor and all the praise. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gwen. Amen. Thank you, amen, for your cheery voice this morning. Amen. Glory be to God, lifting up the name of the Lord and the spirit of joy. Amen. Hallelujah. You said you don't feel like it. Amen. But amen, we get joy when we think about what he's done for us. We get joy when we think about what he's done for us. Amen.
What he's done for
and
us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, you too.
Amen.
You too. I love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Amen. All right, all right, all right. Amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. So I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Sister Gwen says she gets joy when she thinks about it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know that's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Cause this was one of those mornings, I'm going to tell you the truth. Yes. I really, hey, my flesh wanted to lay back down. My glory, and that's, the devil was saying, amen, that they wouldn't mind. They wouldn't mind if you didn't show up today. I said that for about five seconds, amen. But amen, as Sister Gwen said, I get joy when I think about, and that's because I was having some problems with the computer today, amen. And I didn't feel like that challenge, amen. And then it's a long story, amen. I just, my flesh wanted to lay back down today. But let me tell you something, I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. So we're here today, amen. Good morning, and the floor is open.
Good morning, Pastor. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. And as I listen to Sister Gwen's testimony, think about it. You have to posture yourself, you know, and just, you know, diligently seek him with all your heart, soul, and mind. So when, you know, your brother had a diagnosis of cancer, shot. When your mother's laying up in ICU, whatever. And as you went through the warfare, we have strategic weapons. We have to learn how to utilize our weapons. So it don't matter. I saw my mother 3 weeks ago with wires in her head. Like you said, the flesh. God understands you, though. See? This is what I always relate to myself. When he was in that garden, did he not feel rejection? Sure, he did. When he said, if it could be any other way, shit, better those shots. So who are you and I? We will suffer these trials, but yet Job said, I'm afflicted, yet shall I praise him. So don't make no difference. The bad, the good, and the ugly, Sister Denise is going to give him glory. Praise is a weapon. It is a mighty weapon. And when you're going through trials, you begin to praise it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It dismantles the enemy. I'll say it again. And Pastor Bradford has been doing this warfare. We got to catch it. We got to catch this thing. As she said, I was on the line. I'd be on the line. Get it twisted. Sister Denise is always praying for you and pray for me. We can't be scary cats in the spirit of God. Oh, Sister Denise, how you get like that? I'm going to tell y'all real brief how I got like that war. Going through trials, seeing my husband stage 4 cancer. This is what pressed me into the Holy Ghost. And one thing about it, I was telling my friend yesterday, one thing, Sister Tina, I think, one thing about it, when you're weak, behind's a good place. Why? Because his strength is perfected in your weakness. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. It's my reasonable service. It don't make no difference. What you're going through is not based on how you feel. It's based on an omnipotent, almighty God who has all power in his hand. Everybody have an awesome day. Love you, Dr. Pastor Frieda Bradford. I'm learning. I've learned a lot on this line. And I pray that what God has given to me, y'all catch it. Catch it. Because we're warriors. And catch that thing. Lift up your head. Lift up your head this morning. I don't like people's downcasted spirits. Neither do I like my spirit downcasted. Lift up your head. But I'm going to tell you, David was downcasted. Look through the scriptures. David said, yes, why is my spirit so downcasted inside of me? Yet shall I praise him. See, I look at the scriptures very seriously. You know, when you look at it, David had downcasted. Don't act like we ain't going to have no down. Don't tell nobody that because it's not true. But we have a mighty God who's fighting mightily for you. When you don't know how to fight, he make intercession. Everyone have an awesome day. Love you, Pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Denise. Amen, hallelujah, for that shout of praise. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I can't sit down on my praise. Hallelujah. I can't sit down on my praise. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Hallelujah. And God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. All right. I don't see anybody in queue. Come on now. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. We got time for... Amen. A couple more. Amen. All right. Here we go. 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 All right. Good morning. Good morning. Give me 1 second here. Good morning. The floor is open. Good morning. Hello. Okay. We move on to the next person here. And, we'll come back to you. Amen. Hello. All right, let's go to the next person. I guess they must have had a little. Good morning, good morning. And the floor is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman.
giving God praise and honor for who he is. All I want to say this morning is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me and for where you're taking me in this last journey. That's my praise. I'm just thankful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing, Minister Joanne. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. All right. Bless God. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Good morning. The floor is open.
Good morning, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Walk in the light.
Yeah.
Beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world, to walk in this light. Beautiful light.
Yeah.
Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright.
Yeah.
Shine all around us by day and by night.
Yeah.
Jesus, the light of the world.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, thank you, praising God for this morning. Thank you, praising God for Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Dr. Pastor Bradford. God bless you, bless you. Yes, the Holy Spirit woke me up because I was like you. I was sleeping. It was good. But the Holy Spirit always wake me up just in time. And sometimes you be done started, but I'll get it together, get my book and my pen. Amen. So I just thank God for this day, August the 4th, 2021, Wednesday. Thank and praise him. I'm in my right mind. Hallelujah. This morning, had articulations of my limbs. Hallelujah. Thank him for that he kept us through the night, placed the angels at our door posts, front and back. We just thank God, hallelujah, here, hallelujah, my home. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I am so grateful for God's mercy, new mercies today that we have. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor, Dr. Pastor Bradford, we ought to give him some praise. Hallelujah. Even with just say thank you. I just want to thank him. I just want to thank the Lord for all he is done, doing, and going to do. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And the same to you. No pressing, no blessing. Hallelujah. No pressing, no blessing. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Sometimes our flesh don't want to cooperate. Hallelujah. But we say hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times,
yes.
And his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Thank you for sharing, Elder Martin. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Look like we have some other people in queue this morning. Amen. Just hit the number one on your phone. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. To God
good morning.
Glory, honor, and praise. I thank and praise God for today. I thank and praise God for yesterday. I thank and praise God for this ministry. Oh, my heart is heavy this morning because I just found out that a person, a sister in Christ that I used to go to church with, and she passed away. Not that very old. And, not much older than me. But I thank and praise God because, I was there. I was in Philadelphia. I lived all my life in Philadelphia. And then the Lord changed, and I came to Williamsport. My life changed here in Williamsport. Here I found peace. Here I found my own happiness because, I learned a long time ago that my happiness had to lie within me. And coming from the Lord, nobody else could really do that for me, you know, because that's only temporal when people try to make you happy. It's for a time. It's for a minute. But I thank and praise God for pulling me up and out, and that I'm placed where I am. I'm happy here. I love my surroundings, and I just thank God for it. I thank God for it. And not just because of hearing of my friend who's passing, but I've been hearing lately so many people getting infections and in the hospital. My daughter is in the hospital, and she's in the ICU, couldn't hardly breathe. They called me, told me that she almost died. But my sister was the one that called me and not my grandchildren. So I don't get phone calls from the grandchildren to say, Grandmom, how you doing? Are you in the hospital? Are you home? And all that's okay because that's the way they think. But I just thank and praise God for keeping me. And anybody doubt that he's a safe keeper? No, God will safely keep you if you let him, if you want him to do it. And I just thank and praise God for all that I know, for all that lies within me. You know, some people will say, you know, all you do is go to church. That's all right, because church has always been my safe haven. No matter what I went through in life, I'm going through a divorce. I'm not sad about it. I'm happy about it. Because, again, things that we ask God to deliver us from, he will do it. If we trust and believe, he will do it. And I just want to let you know, God has done so much for me in my life. Sometimes I stand and wonder, you know, my work must not be done because I'm still here. And he's building me up and he's keeping me. And I want to just say, I don't want to be long, but I want to say I went to the Y yesterday. I had been procrastinating about going to the Y. I joined that Y 2 years ago and never went, ever. But I went to the Y yesterday because now I feel motivated. I feel like I need to eat healthy and live healthy so that I can be here and continue on with the Lord's work. Not about helping other people, because I do all that. And what does all that mean? It doesn't mean too much, I'll tell you. It comes back to me like, oh, you know, we could just call you up because you're the ATM. You know, we'll let you know because you're the ATM. I'm not an ATM, and I live like everybody else is trying to one day at a time with what the Lord allows me to have. But I got sense enough to know that I give God his first. And I thank and praise God. I tell you, I thank God. I thank God for what he's done for me in my life, for how he's kept me, for how he's kept most of my family. I thank God, and I know he's going to raise my daughter up off of that sick bed so she can go back to her life, and I know he's going to keep the grandchildren until their mom comes home. So I just wanted to share that with you this morning because my heart is heavy and my mind is in so many different directions, but I just thank God for what he's doing and how he's doing in my life and how he's keeping me and how he's keeping my focus on ministry. I just thank and praise God because we are living in the end times. We don't know the day of tomorrow, who's next, you know, what's next. So much is going on. And I just thank and praise God for you, Pastor Bradford. I love you so much. And I love this ministry, all the prayer partners. I just say good morning to everyone and have a wonderfully blessed day. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you, in Jesus' name. And this is Sister Kathy Smith out of Williams. God bless everyone.
Amen, and God bless you too. Amen, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, sis. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. I peeped at you the other day on Facebook, and you're looking good. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're looking good. We will bless the Lord at all times. We can't stop praising and blessed in his name. Love you, love you, love you. Amen, Sister Cassie Smith. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen and amen. All right, all right. Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. The floor is open.
Praise God, everyone.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Sister Kathy, I am so glad that Mother Naomi brought myself into your family. And from day one, there has been a bond and a love that just seemed to blossom the whole time we shared life, our lives together. So I love you. I love you more than you can ever imagine. So, and thank you. Thank you for just lifting me up every time you say a word. And I'm calling today to thank God for everything. I'm thanking him because he ended July, our daily bread, my walkie-talkie, with on Monday, July 26th, Blooming for Jesus. July 27th, the joy God provides. And let's talk a little bit. The joy God provides. A cheerful heart is good medicine. That's Proverbs 17:22. And we all know that a cheerful heart, good medicine. When life seems dark, choose joy. Let your smile be a window of hope, reflecting God's love and the light of his presence in your life. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your light. And let's move on to Wednesday. Wednesday. What we got to say about Wednesday? God's love is stronger. Yes, Lord. God's love is stronger. And the Thursday, the 29th, Jesus is our peace. Ladies and gentlemen, dear God of peace, you made us one in Jesus. Help us to know it and live it. So, Father, on Friday the 30th, overcoming envy. Once again, we cannot let any of the sins, envy, anger, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Loving God, I thank you for my friends and colleagues because you cannot be envy of anyone for what they do and how they do it. And on Saturday, the 31st, Christ lives in Christ. There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And that's Luke 15:10. And I'm going to close with yesterday. Walking with Jesus. Walking with Jesus. Jesus, help me travel lightly according to your wisdom and to finish well. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me to finish well. Thank you, Pastor, Bishop, and all my prayer partners. Thank you for helping me to finish well. Love you. To God be the glory.
Amen. Love you too, brother. Amen. And to God, amen, be all of the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing as usual. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No, the call is not complete. Amen. Until, amen, we hear from Brother Reed. Amen. So we love you. We love you. We love you. Amen. And have a glorious, victorious day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right. I'm sorry, brother. You said something. I'm sorry.
Yes, I said in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That's the name. There is no other name. That is the name. Amen. So thank you. Amen. All right. All right. We want to thank God. Amen. For the expressions of gratitude on this morning. Amen. Expressing our gratefulness to the Lord and our gratefulness for one another, our love to the Lord and our love for one another. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For our sister Gwendolyn, our sister Denise, our sister Joanne. Amen. Sister Estelle, sister Kathy, brother, amen, Tyrone. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanking God for all of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Each and every one of you who have shared, those of you who have called in, amen, just to support. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will give God praise. We will continue to give God praise in the thick and the thin and the rain and the heat and the snow. Amen. Hallelujah. In COVID, out of COVID, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just want to bless him, bless him, bless him. Amen. Thank you, God, for the good news coming forth yesterday. But, amen. In reference to those needing help with rent and mortgages, how they extended that, I heard, for 3 weeks. First they said 60 days. Then somebody said 3 weeks. But whatever it was, it's an extension, amen, to give people some more time to, amen, to get together. And I heard that money was released that they've been holding up for housing. So it's just, amen, thanks. We're going to keep praying. Amen. We're going to keep praying and giving God praise. So that was good news. Amen. That was good news. It's a terrible situation to have to move and not know when you're going and don't have no money to even to get there. Amen. So we bless God. All right. Amen. We will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock, and then we'll be back tonight at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study. Hallelujah. Lord willing. Amen. And then back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, place, and station. Giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Saints, amen. Just keep praising him. Just keep praising him. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, yesterday was a day of intense spiritual warfare for me. It started out early in the morning. I shared it with you yesterday on the call. Y'all don't, I had to focus on the words. So I didn't even go. It was just a whole bunch of stuff going on yesterday. But let me tell you something. That's why you got to keep pressing, because by the end of yesterday, amen, let me tell you something. It was all type of testimonies. It was all type of testimonies, all type of victories. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. Just keep pressing. Praise God when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. Keep going when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it. Keep going even when there's oppression and situations and circumstances coming against you. Amen. Glory be to God. Because remember, amen, we already win. Fight the good fight of faith. Pull your sword out. Amen. Glory be to God. And work it, baby, work it. Work it, baby, work it. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. It has been my pleasure to serve you on this morning as usual. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. We pray that everybody will have a wonderful day, a glorious day, victorious day. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Order our steps in your word. Show us your pathway for provisions. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news today, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel pain, cancel premature death. Father, close every satanic highway, every evil coffin. We are not afraid of the arrows by day, the terror by night. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, meet us at the altar today. Father, meet us back at Bible study, if it be your will. Oh, Father God, if this is the day of the Lord reappearing, Father God, help us not to be in the process of getting ready, but help us to be ready. Oh, God, we thank you that we will not miss, hallelujah, the rapture when the rapture takes place. Father God, we bless you, We bless you, and we will continue to bless the Lord at all times. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now, amen, and forever, 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 amen, and forevermore. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Amen. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. Amen. And he is the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Amen. He is the Lord of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord, amen, keep you, bless you, turn his face towards you, shine on you. Amen. Give you grace. Amen. And give you peace. Amen. And amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you. In
one, turn it out. Yeah. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday. And I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give him the praise, cause this is the day. rejoice in this place and bless him.
We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda signing out.